This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. According to ESPN, Michael Jordan recently got back in touch with the high school teacher he has in hospice care. While that's touching, that's not what I want to talk about here. What I'm covering here is the effect a parent or a teacher can have on an athlete's life. It sounds cliche, but these people can make a difference as far as making the pros is concerned, and I'm not just talking the genes you inherit from mom and dad. The truth is, keeping a kid on the straight and narrow can make the difference between making the pros or never getting a shot and winding up in jail somewhere. Clearly, MJ's parents and teachers played a role in his life. Of course, you should focus on school first and foremost. Don't jump to any conclusions about your kid's future. Only when your son is consistently throwing footballs 60 yards in the air should you fantasize about him being the next Warren Moon and tell him that's an option as far as his future is concerned, if he wants to go that route. When your daughter is sinking 10 three-pointers in a row playing pickup basketball in gym class, that's when you'll let her know she can make a living doing this. You get the drift. Parents need to let kids know that they have to go to school for a reason and study for a reason, because they have no idea how long the odds are against them going pro, and they're going to regret it if they screw up in class or get into trouble off the field or court. It's just going to come back to bite them one day. That's just the way it works. Now, teachers can help. A teacher needs to play the role of George Feeney from Boy Meets World and let the young athlete know how the world works along with the parent. Simply grading assignments isn't going to cut it here. Athletes need not only their parents, but faculty telling them a sports career is short and that they really aren't any better than anyone else in the world just because they can play a game well. Some athletes don't even bother studying, a big mistake, or wrongly conclude they can get away with, say, breaking the law away from the field. It's going to come back to bite them if they do. Both the teacher and the parent should let the athlete know that they have a very rare gift and they should take it seriously, and that they should be grateful for it, because it can take them places even if they don't go pro. Look, it takes a village to make an athlete, just like it takes to raise a kid. The wrong environment could mess things up. Truth is, there are no guarantees, which is why grades should come first. In fact, I would recommend letting your teenage kids read horror stories of high school and college athletes whose lives went downhill because they simply assumed they'd go pro. But in the end, the right environment involving parents and teachers could improve a kid's chances. Look, there are ways parents and teachers can help an athlete along with the ways I mentioned here. Even if they don't make it, they'd be better off as adults. An athlete with a rare ability like that can have a good life after high school, even if they don't make it to the pros. But an ego and simply assuming they're better than everyone can cost them. More than ever, we need to understand that making athletes isn't just a matter of ability, it's a matter of environment. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.